Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
Hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue to investigate lies in our textbooks. Today we will look at how the textbooks in our public schools present the teaching of the Quran and the teaching of Muhammad when it is compared to the teaching of Jesus Christ and the teachings of Christianity. For we will see that the textbook teaching is very biased concerning Islam. You know, it is one thing that somebody is critiquing the Christian faith and the Jewish faith and the religion of Islam, and then they will reject all of them because he or she is an atheist. But it is another thing when the same person who writes the textbooks for our children has two standards of majoring religion. If it is Islam, he or she will never say anything negative about it, and they always present Islam to be fact, to be truth. But on the other hand, when they talk about Christianity or when they write anything about Judaism, they always represent it to be, we do not know for sure if this is really true or not. For according to the Bible or according to the Christian or according to the Jews. And that's how the textbook presents the Christian faith and the Jewish faith, as if there is a question mark out there for Christianity and Judaism and the Bible, for they are not sure if these teachings are true or not. I believe deep in my heart, if these liberals who are writing these textbooks have the freedom and the liberty to write what they really believe about the Bible and Christianity, they will insult everything about our faith openly. But in the same time, the same people will speak very highly of Islam and Muhammad and Allah and the Quran as if it is 100% truth. So let me share with you a couple of examples of how the textbooks represent Islam and how the same textbook represents Christianity.
In the text Modern World History, Patterns of Interaction, published by McDougall Little, copyright 2005, on pages 14 through 15. Number 1, Muhammad's teachings, which are the revealed word of God, are found in the holy book called the Quran.
Did you hear what the textbook says? Muhammad's teachings, which are the revealed word of God, capital G-O-D, are found in the holy book called the Quran. Muhammad's teachings. That itself is a lie. For there is not one Muslim who believes that the Quran is Muhammad's teachings. For Muhammad's word and Muhammad's teaching is known by the hadith, the sayings of Muhammad. But the Quran itself, it was never believed by any Muslim that the Quran is Muhammad's teaching. For the Quran to the Muslim is the word of Allah, which is revealed to Muhammad through Angel Jibreel, which we know from the Bible is Angel Gabriel. You see, the Quran does not include Muhammad teaching as we see in the Bible. For example, the Sermon on the Mount, when we see Jesus is teaching in the book of Matthew chapter 5 and 6 and 7, that is Jesus' teaching recorded by Matthew in his book. But in the Quran, there is not one passage where we see any of Muhammad's teachings. But Muslims believe that before Allah created the heavens and the earth, or the earth and the heavens, depend on what verse you use in the Quran, Allah wrote the Quran. So it is not the teaching of Muhammad, but it's actually the word of Allah. And then throughout the 23 years Muhammad claimed to be a prophet, Angel Gabriel met with Muhammad and he gave him a few verses at a time. And then Muhammad recited these verses to his followers. then his followers would memorize some of these verses and write them on different material such as wood, bones, and animal skin, whatever material was available in their days. Until after Muhammad died, there was not a book of the Quran. But then later, Khalifa Abu Bakr as-Siddiq collected the Quran verses and put them in one book. This took place after Umar, the second Khalifa, convinced Abu Bakr to do so, because in the beginning, Abu Bakr refused to put the Quran in a written form with the excuse that Muhammad never commanded them to put the Quran in a written book form. So what is the Quran? It is the word of Allah, not the teaching of Muhammad. As we continue with their lives, we read that Muhammad's teaching, which are the revealed word of God, capital G-O-D, one more time, listen carefully, God, capital G-O-D, of the Bible, has nothing to do with Allah, the small G-O-D of Muhammad. The God of Muhammad is Satan. And if every time in our textbooks, starting with kindergarten until the 12th grade, when students read about Islam and they see the word God, capital G-O-D, guess what our children will grow up to believe? They will believe that the God of Islam is the same God as the God of the Bible. And if you talk to any true Muslim in the world, they will never say God, but they'll always say Allah. But because they're trying to infiltrate these innocent children who believe anything and everything you tell them, they put the word God, capital G-O-D. The God of Muhammad is the Satan of the Bible. If you want to put Satan, I have no problem. But to say capital G-O-D, I have a big problem with this writings, because it's a lie. If Muslims believe that their Allah, God, is the father of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, that means he have a son and his name is Jesus, then I have no problem to put capital G-O-D anytime you want to talk about Muhammad and anytime you want to talk about the Quran. But since Muslims believe that Allah has no son, then the liberals or atheists or Muslims who are writing these textbooks should never use the word God, capital G-O-D, but they can put the word Allah. Not only Muslims must believe that God has a son, but they must also believe that this God is a triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But since Muslims do not believe in Trinity, and Muslims do not believe Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead, therefore we cannot confuse our children and brainwash them with this propaganda of Islam to say that the God of Muhammad is a capital G-O-D. No, it's a small G-O-D, or put it right, his name is Allah. His name is not God. His name is Allah. Ask any Muslim in planet Earth. Not the Muslims who live here in America. Ask any Muslim of those who live in the 57 Muslim countries in planet Earth. They will all tell you that their God's name is Allah. Let's continue with the lie they have in our textbook. They said, Muhammad's teaching, which are the revealed word of God, are found in the holy book called the Quran. What's wrong with that? There is a lot wrong here. Because first of all, the Quran is not a holy book. How dare these people lie to our children and call the Quran a holy book? The Quran is not a holy book. The Quran is an unholy book. How do I judge a book to be holy or not? If the book honors the teaching of the Bible, if the book agrees with the teaching of the Bible, then I will value and measure this book to be a holy book. But a careful reading to the words of Allah in the Quran will bring us to the conclusion that Muhammad, in his book, the Quran, denies all the truths and all the facts which we believe as it is written in the Bible. As a matter of fact, for every teaching of the Bible where God commands the people to do something, Allah, the God of Muhammad in the Quran, commands the Muslim people not to do it. And the things which God, the God of the Bible, commands the people not to do, Allah, the God of Muhammad, commands Muslims to do. So the teaching of the Quran is the opposite of the teaching of the Bible. So how can we call both of these books holy? The Quran is a dumb counterfeit of the Bible. For the Quran is a copy of many of the stories of the Bible where Muhammad added ridiculous information to it or removed many of the important facts of it. This is what is covered in our new book, Exposing the Truth About the Quran, The Revelation of Error. And that's how we know the Quran is not holy. The story of the Bible is corrupted in the Quran, and the teaching of the Bible is contradicted in the Quran.
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. Please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus? And many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
So we cannot call the Quran a holy book, simply because it is an unholy book. The lie in the textbook ended by stating this holy book is called the Quran. I'm sorry, that's another error. That's another lie. Why? Because the name of the Quran in the Arabic language is Al-Quran Al-Karim. If you translate the title right, you see it in English to be the generous Quran, which reminds me of how many American Muslims, those who cannot read or write Arabic, those who made fun of my translation of the Quran when they write online and say, oh, this guy, this Egyptian guy, Usama Daktok, he is so ignorant even of the real name of the Quran. The Quran is not called the generous Quran. The Quran is called the holy Quran. Why do they think that? Because they read Yusuf Ali translation, who said the Holy Quran. But he did not read other Muslim translations, who gives different titles for the Quran. Some they call it the glorious Quran. Some call it the final testament. Some call it the Quran, sometimes with a Q, sometimes with a K, with or without apostrophe. So there are too many names out there for the Quran. But all these names are a lie. As we see in the textbooks here, the real name of the Quran is not the Quran, but it is the generous Quran. Al-Quran Al-Karim in Arabic, translated to English, the generous Quran. That's how we see the textbooks represent Muhammad and his teaching and the Muslim holy book, the Quran. They present their information as if it is true. They know it for sure. There's no doubt about it whatsoever. But let us listen together to how the textbook is presenting the things of Christ and Christianity and the Bible to our children in our public schools.
Number two, according to the New Testament, Jesus of Nazareth was born around 6 to 4 BC.
According to what they are doing is very simple. They are politely telling our children in our public schools, we do not know for sure, but according to the New Testament. Why in the world are these people who wrote the textbook, when they talked about Muhammad and Allah and Islam, they did not say according to the Muslim belief, or according to Islam, or according to Muhammad? Do you see the bias here? Islam is 100% fact, but Christianity is questionable. That's why we have to say according to the New Testament. Once again, let's listen carefully to the following statement.
Number 3. According to Jesus' followers, he rose from the dead.
Here we go again. According to Jesus' followers, according to those Christians, why can't the textbooks represent this foundation of the Christian faith, this very important fact about Christianity, that Jesus rose from the dead on the third day, to be 100% fact or truth, the same way they represent Islam, the Holy Quran, and the great excellent Prophet Muhammad to be a fact? But they say, according to Jesus' followers, he rose from the dead. Did he or did he not? What is the message we're sending to our children? Maybe he did, maybe he did not, but exactly we do not know. So according to Jesus' followers, he rose from the dead. I would prefer these textbooks never mention anything about Christianity or Islam, because this biased way of representing religion will not serve our children, but it will only serve Islam and the Muslims. It will not serve Christ, because the statement according to the New Testament, it means it is not true. And according to Jesus' followers means to me it's not true. So all what we know about Christianity, about the birth of Jesus, or about his resurrection, it's not true. And at the same time, we represent Islam to be 100% fact, 100% truth for our children to grow up to believe that Islam is the only way to heaven. Islam is the only accepted way to God. And to prove it to you, here it is. Listen to the next lie in the textbook.
In the text World History, published by McGraw-Hill Glencoe, copyright 2008, on page 191, it can be found, "Because humans rejected Allah's earlier messengers, Allah sent his final revelation."
Now the Muslims are really taking a big bite out of our children's heart, mind, and soul. Why? Because here is a clear message taught to our children that the Bible has been changed, the Bible has been corrupted. The Christian who live on earth today, they're not the real Christian where they used to be. You see, all these humans rejected Allah's earlier messengers. Excuse me, are you trying to tell me the Christian who live today, they're not following God's message? The message of the Bible through the Christian faith? I mean, what is the message we're teaching our children here? One simple sentence will destroy our children's faith and belief and trust in the Bible and Christianity. You see, the reason Allah sent his revelation to Muhammad is very simple, because the early revelation has been corrupted. The early revelation has been changed. So the Christian who live on earth today, they're not the real Christian. That's why, boys and girls, we all need to believe in the Quran, because it is the final revelation of Allah. You know, one thing is really bothering my heart so badly, which is the general talk about Islam, the general talk about Muhammad, the general talk about the Quran, the revelation of Allah. You can talk all what you want to talk about Islam, about Allah, and about Muhammad. And until you share with me verses from the Quran and the statement, the sayings of Muhammad from the Hadith, that's not Islam. That is what I call baloney Islam. Why is that? Because you can speak as nice as you can, as we've seen today, about Muhammad, about the revelation of the Quran, and about Allah, and about Islam. But so far, we have not shared anything from the real Islam. Now, I can open the book of the Quran, and I can open the Hadith and read to our children to know the truth about Muhammad, the Prophet of Islam. So I would say to our children, this man whose name is Muhammad claimed to be a prophet, and here is the reasons why. In the Quran, Muhammad and his Allah have given prophecy, and this prophecy never came to pass. As a matter of fact, the opposite of the prophecy has been fulfilled. Let me give you a good example. If you go to Quran, Chapter 109, This chapter is a very simple chapter. It's only 6 verses. In verse 5, Muhammad, or as a matter of fact, Allah, the God of Muhammad, told the whole world that the people of Christ will never worship him. He said in a very clear English, you will not serve my God. Muhammad is telling the people of Christ they will never accept Islam. Future tense, it will never happen. It is over. But guess what happened? In few months after Allah told Muhammad to tell the people of Christ that they will never believe in Allah, the whole entire city accepted Islam. And everybody became a Muslim in the city of Quraysh. Now, here is the proof from the Quran that Allah is ignorant of the future and his Muhammad made a false statement, false prophecy. That's why, boys and girls, we know for sure that Muhammad cannot be a true prophet, because the teaching of the Quran proved that. Or we can tell our children, here's the facts about Muhammad. Muhammad was an adulterer. He committed adultery with a lady by the name Mary in his wife Hafsa's house in her night on her bed. How do we know that, boys and girls? We open the Quran, chapter 66 and verse 1. So in simple words, if we want to teach Islam to our children, we must read what is written in the Quran and we must read what is said by Muhammad, his own teaching from the Hadith. Otherwise, we're teaching nothing but lies. And they must be removed from our textbooks. To learn more about lies in our textbooks, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.